This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This morning, nominations for the Academy Awards were announced, and one of the big questions on the minds of film critics and moviegoers alike, would there be a female director nominated? Well, to look into that question and more, we are joined live by our own movie critic, George Prentice. Hello.
Boy, do I have questions.
I have questions.
Yeah, we'll get to the directors in a second.
Okay.
Let's start with the best picture.
All right.
9 nominees.
Why so many?
Well, they expanded the number of nominations, hopefully that they would start including movies that people would actually see. And quite frankly, among the 9, there are movies that people actually saw.
Okay, so what are the 9?
So here they are. 1917, which was number 1 at the box office this past weekend. Ford v. Ferrari, another box office success. The Irishman on Netflix, so we know millions saw that. Jojo Rabbit. Joker was a big box office success. Little Women is doing very well at the box office. Marriage Story, again on Netflix, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. Now, by the time they read the nominees, that's probably going to be 15 minutes right there.
Right.
This is going to be a long show.
I've seen one of those movies.
Okay. Okay, so get a load of this. This is how and I know I tried to explain this last year. This is how they choose.
This is fascinating.
Voters don't simply check off one movie to win. They rank all the nominees. If a film wins, and a film will only win when it gets 50% of the vote.
Okay.
You've got 9 nominees. There's no way any of these is going to get 50% of the vote.
So, hey, look, we have that issue with the mayor's election. Come on.
Well,
now we got 9.
This is that times 10. Yeah. So the film with the lowest number of first place votes is bounced.
Okay.
Then they take those ballots, they cross those movies out, and then they make the number 2 the number 1 movie. They do it again. Then they do it again. They do it again until a movie gets 50% of the vote. Now, what that means is a lot of films that were chosen as number 2 or number 3 actually start counting as number 1 votes, and which is why year in and year out, the winner is usually a film that is more agreeable instead of the best film. And I think that that favors films like 1917, Joker, and Little Women.
Well, I loved Little Women.
I did too. It's my favorite movie of the year.
Okay,
without question.
So, can we talk about Best Director now?
So, yeah, let's listen to the nominees. And by the way, these are read by Issa Rae.
For achievement in directing, the directors branch of the Academy nominates The Irishman, Martin Scorsese. Joker, Todd Phillips. 1917, Sam Mendes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino. And Parasite, Bong Joon-ho.
Nice.
I did it. Thank you so much.
You did it.
Congratulations to those men.
Yeah, congratulations. Yikes. Boy, I'm sorry. Did Little Women direct itself?
Thank you.
Greta Gerwig, please.
I am frankly stunned and a bit disheartened because that was a beautiful film and such an incredible story.
Yeah.
And it's a slap in the face, frankly.
Pushback in the past said, well, there weren't enough diverse candidates to nominate. That's just not true anymore. That's certainly not true this year. Greta Gerwig directed Little Women. We had the director of Parasite is a woman. The director of Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is a woman. That's just not true, and for them at least not to nominate a Best Picture nominee, the director of that film, Greta Gerwig, is insane.
So then we have what, Best Actor, Best Actress? But again, what about diversity in this? It's not just, you know, not having a female director. And we should say, look, I believe that Greta Gerwig did such a phenomenal job.
She did.
It's not because she's a woman. It's because she's a great director.
It's a really, really great film, and it's doing very well at the box office. It's a fabulous cast. It's a big movie. It's everything you would want. Let's listen to the – by the way, the lead actress for Little Women is up for Best Performance by an Actress. Here are the nominees.
Antonio Banderas in Pain and Glory.
These are Best Actor.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Adam Driver in Marriage Story. Joaquin Phoenix in Joker. and Jonathan Pryce in The Two Popes.
Okay, so Antonio Banderas is Spaniard. Other than that, it's a bunch of old white men. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know,
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix is not so old, but he's still...
Well, yeah, but he's great at the temples.
Okay. So, you know. But again, it's still white men.
I'm sorry. The best male performance of the past year was Michael B. Jordan in Just Mercy, one of the finest young actors around, and how they ignored this film and his performance in particular, I think, is a crime. So let's get to the Best Actress nominees.
For performance by an actress in a leading role, the Actors Branch nominates Cynthia Erivo in Harriet. Scarlett Johansson in Marriage Story. Saoirse Ronan in Little Women. Charlize Theron in Bombshell. And Renee Zellweger in Judy.
Oh, ladies.
So I'll tell you right now, a sure bet, Renee Zellweger will win the Oscar for Best Actress. But the headline here is Cynthia Erivo, who plays Harriet Tubman in Harriet. Not only is she nominated for Best Actress, she is also nominated for writing one of the Best Song nominees.
Really?
She's going to perform it on the Oscars. I promise you it will be the highlight of the show. Cynthia Erivo is fabulous. And by the way, she has already won an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony. So she could be an EGOT.
Right.
Only one other person has been nominated for an acting award and writing a song, and that is Barbara Streisand.
Oh, well, when you're in that category, right?
Rarefied air. Let's skip to the category of Best Supporting Actor.
The nominees for performance by an actor in a supporting role are Tom Hanks in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Anthony Hopkins in The Two Popes, Al Pacino in The Irishman, Joe Pesci in The Irishman, and Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
So, wow. Bunch of no-names right there.
Consider this list. I mean, Tom Hanks, Anthony Hopkins, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
These are Best Actor.
But they're all supporting actors.
Of decades ago. Right. For supporting actor. Every one of them has won an Oscar for acting, with the exception of Brad.
I was going to say, Brad Pitt didn't win anything.
But he has won an Oscar as a producer. He produced 12 Years a Slave.
Right.
But Brad Pitt, I think, might be an early favorite, as will be Tom Hanks, who has not been nominated in 20 years.
No.
Yeah, 20 years.
Since Castaway?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think there'll be a lot of attention on that category.
Why in the world would somebody watch this?
I don't know. It's anyone who considers the Oscars any more than a television show is kidding themselves. Curiosity, you're looking for somebody to flub. I think there are moments that make the show. I think last year, the performance by Lady Gaga made the show.
Oh, right.
I will tell you, the performance by Cynthia Erivo this year will make the show. That's what people will buzz about, I think, the next morning. Why do you want to give 3 hours of your life to this? I don't know.
Well,
it's fun, but please don't take it seriously.
Well, and especially when it doesn't represent so many films and artists.
The population.
Right. The population.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Star Wars. And I mean, where's the Avengers movies, et cetera? I mean, you know, quite frankly, it's interesting. It's fun to watch. We love talking about movies.
Oh, I love the movies.
And the Golden Statuette, you know, it's nice.
It might get you another job at some point or something like that. A little bit more money.
Maybe a hood ornament.
Yeah, something like that. God, that'd be great. We've been speaking with our own George Prentice about the Oscar nominations. George, when are the Oscars?
February, I think, 3rd, and they're early this year. But for goodness sakes, we're going to be talking about these nominees for a month.
Yes, we are. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to be a part of this. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. It is Monday. A little dreary out there, but still, I hope you have a great rest of your day. And we will, of course, see you back here tomorrow.